Despite a corruption scandal among Republicans on Long Island, incumbent GOP senators apparently kept their seats and won an open seat formerly held by a Republican. In close races in the Hudson Valley, GOP candidates also held on. And in a western New York swing district that includes portions of the Buffalo area, Republicans took the post back from Democrats. If the results of the races, some of which are only a few hundred votes apart, hold, then Republicans would have a numerical majority with the required minimum 32 seats. A spokesman for the Senate Democrats, though, says some of the races are too close to call and predicted that Democrats could actually pick up a couple of seats before it's all over. Governor Cuomo has been campaigning for Democrats to win the Senate, but none of the Democrats that Cuomo endorsed appear to have won on Tuesday. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.